Hey guys, it's The Great Debates, the podcast where Steve Healy and Dave King debate very important topics quickly.
Wait, who are you then?
And without very much preparation. My name's Dan Medina.
Yeah.
I'm the moderator of this program. Some of us have colds today.
We're going to fight through it, man.
Apologize for the nasalness, nasality. Hypernasality.
Exactly.
Of this podcast. Before we get started, I wanted to thank our sponsor, Homestate, for keeping us going.
What'd you have today from Homestate?
Some delicious.
The Frios and the.
The Picos.
You got to tell listeners who aren't in Los Angeles what Homestate is.
Homestate is.
It's like a Tex-Mex breakfast taco place. It's a home run every time.
I've actually never been there, but.
Oh, it's the best.
If you come visit LA, go down to Homestate. And ask for the Great Debates discount. They might throw in a little cowboy cup or something for you.
Yeah. They might throw in a Frito pie in a bag. They might also say we don't have that yet.
If you ever come to the Great Debate studio, you will eat Homestate.
What's the topic, man? I'm ready to go.
Yeah, guys are excited today about the topic. Again, there's been very little preparation for this and every podcast. The topic is this. Steve Healy should adopt a desert tortoise.
Oh, this is interesting.
Thank you, Dan. I'm going to be taking the pro today. This is Steve Healy, by the way, if you're not familiar with the soothing sounds of my voice. The other day, it was January 1, New Year's Day, and I thought I'd take myself for a little New Year's road trip, get some thinking done, get out in the clear desert air. So I got in my car and I drove out to Randsburg, California. Ghost town up in the hills in the Mojave Desert. Beautiful place. If you get a chance to go to Randsburg, get on out there. Stop by the Randsburg General Store. Have yourself a cheeseburger. They've got one of the oldest soda fountains left in California. And the gal behind the counter was just a treat. Great girl. She'd moved here from San Diego because her husband's in the Navy working over on the China Lake weapons facility. They live in Ridgecrest. Anyway, while I was there, I saw an informative sign about the desert tortoise. The desert tortoise is a creature native to the Mojave and Sonoran deserts. It's a highly endangered species. It's a small little turtle with a big, high shell on its back. And I learned from this sign, the wild ones are protected, but I learned from the sign that there's actually like an abundance of desert tortoises that were that are bred for captivity, and you can adopt them. And the Bureau of Land Management, which sort of deals with this stuff, they own a bunch of the national preserves for tortoises. They're like, somebody's got to take care of these tortoises. We can't have them in the wild. We don't want to put them down. So it's cool if people can adopt these desert tortoises. Once they've been in captivity, they're born in captivity. They can't go into the wild. So somebody's got to raise them up. And I was like, hell, that sounds like the kind of service to nature, the state of California, and the world that I can provide. Low maintenance, not a big problem. Basically, what you need to do is build a little. Dave, you want to jump in here? You have any questions? Any of this interesting to you?
I thought these were opening statements.
You know, in this debate, I think we're going to be a little more fluid. Pop in. You got any questions? What do you hear?
So far, what I hear is if the facts aren't in your side, try to charm the listeners with a story. That's what I'm hearing so far.
Hear the facts.
Yeah,
you get yourself. You call the BLM. You say, "I need a captured desert tortoise," and they give you one. You need to like build a little area for it with a little burrow. It spends about 3 or 4 months just hibernating, living in a little shelter. It doesn't need a ton of space. It only eats vegetables.
Okay,
so you just leave some lettuce out for it. It's not going to move around a ton.
Okay,
they recommend 18 feet by 18 feet.
What?
Which I have a little backyard that's enclosed. No predators. It wouldn't be a big problem for me. I think I should do it.
You think you should have this desert tortoise just walk around on the AstroTurf in your backyard?
Yeah, actually, I think I should create a little sandy area for it to also have sand it can burrow around in and rocks and stuff.
Healy, the average lifespan of a desert tortoise is what exactly?
50 to 80 years.
50 to 80 years, so.
Yeah, the BLM, they acknowledge, like, When you adopt a desert tortoise, bear in mind that this pet is probably going to outlive you. But I kind of find something beautiful about that there's a life form that I will have cared for that will endure past my death.
Well, I would say there's a moral issue here, which is who is going to take the tortoise after your demise?
My kids or my grandkids.
You seem pretty confident about that.
Yeah, I don't have kids or grandkids yet, but, you know, maybe someday. If not them, then, I don't know, whoever's alive of my friends, Warburton or somebody.
You always say Warburton. You always enunciate the T.
What should it be?
I say Warburton.
Yeah, I'm sure both are correct.
Okay. let me ask you this, Healy.
Yeah.
You are you're arguing that you should adopt a desert tortoise.
Yeah, I think it's a fun, low-maintenance pet to be doing a public service.
We get it. You know, a lot of times here on Great Debates, we argue about hypothetical things.
Yeah.
This is something that could actually be real.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
Please. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, buddy. Are you willing to put your money where your mouth is? Are you willing to say, if the people vote in your favor on the Great Debates, that you will in fact adopt a desert tortoise?
There might be new facts that will come after the debate.
Healy? Because here's what I'll say, bud. If you really believe in your case, if you really believe that your side is correct, you should have no problem doing that.
This is a very good argument.
The only problem is that I don't think we get enough votes in. I think our voting system is a little bit skewed towards the like really intense listeners and not towards the mass democracy. So how about this? Yes, but with the caveat we have to get at least 100 votes.
I mean, that's one of the fastest backpedals I've ever seen off of...
What are you talking about? I'm just saying, yeah, of course I'll listen to the will of the voters, but we have to make sure we're getting a high enough percentage of the Great Debates listeners weighing in. I don't want just, like, the American democracy, it's controlled by an oligarchy that...
A what?
An oligarchy.
Is it an oligarchy?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Are there any other words that you're having trouble with in this debate?
I say some words weird. I don't know what do you want me to do about that.
Say this one. Say this word. M-U-S-E-U-M.
Museum.
No, that's not what you usually say.
Look, I don't know why I...
He says museum.
I say museum. The two don't sound that different to me. It sounds like I'm saying the right word. Maybe I have a tiny autistic glitch about the word museum. Anyway, can we get back to the desert?
I would love to. My point is this. Every debate so far... To date, we've agreed that, hey, no matter how many votes come in, however the people vote, that's we defer to that judgment. And this time, I believe that this shows a lack of conviction on your part. I believe that it shows that in your heart, you realize that it is not a good idea to get a desert tortoise. In fact, if you really believed... Can I finish making my point? If you really believed, because first I'd like to tear your argument down and then I'll build mine up. If you really believed that it was a good idea to get a desert tortoise, here, ask me as Steve Healy, will you let the voters decide? And I'll give you the response of a man who firmly believes his side in a debate. Go ahead.
Some great Sorkin-y moment.
Yes, go ahead.
Steve, would you let a desert tortoise, should you adopt a desert tortoise?
No, you have to say, Healy, would you let the vote of this great debate determine whether or not you get a
Healy. Yeah. Will you let the vote of this debate determine whether or not you get a desert tortoise?
Dave, I would never do such a thing. I know so deeply in my heart that getting a desert tortoise is the right thing to do that I wouldn't let the voters decide. I don't care whether the vote is 0% for Healy or 100% for Healy. The next thing I'm doing in my life is walking out of the Great Debate Studios and getting myself a desert tortoise. And that's how you answer the question when you believe in the argument you're making.
Medina is the person I know who is the best at construction and building things. So let me ask Medina, would you help me build an 18-foot by 18-foot living area for a desert tortoise? It's basically just sand and rocks, but we also have to have a small structure that the tortoise can hibernate in.
Can we make it out of a cardboard box?
I think it has to be a tiny bit more durable because the tortoise might eat through the cardboard box. And escape that way.
No.
I may have come into this debate with some assumptions that were not borne out.
I would consider helping you dig a hole.
Does it need a hole to burrow in?
It needs a little bit of a hole or a burrow, yeah.
What you said it eats...
Let me ask you this. What do you think... Why are you... What fate do you want for the captive desert tortoises that are out there? This is a big problem. If you let a captive desert tortoise out in the wild, it can infect the few surviving native desert tortoises.
Healy, you've made a great point.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely
right.
Like,
this is not my problem. desert tortoise?
Not at all.
I'm not going to worry about that.
Not at all, Healy. In fact, I believe, as I'm sure you do, that the plight of the desert tortoise is one of the most pressing issues facing us. Which is why I say, give him $100. You don't have to adopt a tortoise and put it in your backyard. Just as you can give money to feed starving children around the world, doesn't mean you have to adopt them and bring them. And you know what? Why not have? I've got some African kids who could use some shelter and food. Is there room in your 18x18 pen for these children?
Now you're suggesting I keep an African child in an outdoor pen.
No, I'm. You have a garage.
Oh, I use that as my office.
Oh, I'm saying no. I'm not suggesting that at all. The point I'm trying to make is just because you can do something doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do. Perhaps a better way to help these tortoises is with this very podcast, educating people about the plight of the desert tortoise, or giving money to help whoever it is up here in wherever you were, Randsburg, California. Build pens up there that they can, someone who actually knows what the fuck they're doing with the desert tortoise, to take care of it in its proper habitat
I assume this desert tortoise is just going to get the ones that are captive, that they're just lying around at the BLM, they're going to throw it in the garbage. So it's like, it's not like it has to have a perfect life at my place.
I think you're acting under false assumptions. It's hard for me to believe that that's what happens to the tortoises who don't get adopted.
What do you think happens to them?
I think that they probably keep them as best they can, and probably stretches the existing resources that they have.
Where do they live? In what kind of they live in some kind of made habitat, fabricated habitat?
Yeah, you can look online. A lot of people in Arizona stuff, they build in the background, in their backyard, a little box.
No, I mean
box.
The BLM.
No idea.
Where are these?
A bucket? I assume they have a giant pit. They're crawling all over each other, but I don't really know. Listen, sometimes an activist has to lose a battle.
Oh, boy.
But just by raising a difficult question, they've raised awareness and brought something to the forefront, and that's valuable. As an activist, sometimes you have to lose debates. I think I lost this debate. But you know what?
Oh, okay.
I think I lost it heroically, because I think I brought to our listeners a lot of information about the desert tortoise.
Are you trying to win the debate?
I'm conceding that I lost it.
Wow, this is a great debate first. I haven't even gotten to some of my points, but
rattle through them.
Well, I'd like to there's a scene I'd like for us to envision.
Please.
It's called Healy's on a date.
Okay, yeah.
And the situation is this. Yeah. Healy, you're a single man.
Yeah.
You've just gone out to dinner with a beautiful woman.
Cool.
She's great.
Love it.
What's her name?
Shonda.
Okay. You take Shonda home. You guys are talking about all her great shows. How to Get Away with Murder. Oh, I'm sorry. I just assumed you were in a relationship with Shonda Rhimes.
There's a lot of Shondas out there.
Name one other Shonda. Sub-debate one. Healy's on a date with Shonda. He takes her home. She says, wow, this is a nice house. Can I see your, can you give me the tour?
Sure. Yeah. I walk around. There's a cat already in the house.
Okay, that's strike one.
Yeah. What? No, she thinks that's cool. Self-confident.
Oh, what's the cat's name?
Margaret.
Oh, what'd you name her after?
I was watching the Kenneth Lonergan movie, Margaret.
All right, I guess I'll keep
crazy?
Taking the tour.
Shonda barely has her shirt on at this point.
Okay, so then we get to the backyard.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on out here?
You've heard of the desert tortoise, right, John?
No. Is there a turtle out here?
No. There's a tortoise.
Okay, so, and scene. Shonda leaves, tells all her friends.
This is essentially the setup to a pornography, right? The next scene is...
Do you watch pornography?
I've seen a bit.
Have you ever seen a scene that starts with a guy showing his backyard with a tortoise in it?
No, but I've got to say, that sounds compelling.
I'm not arguing. It is compelling. I'm not sure that's...
But it's, anyway. You know what? That's bad filmmaking, because it's like, it's drawing a lot of attention to something that's not really on story, the tortoise. Unless the tortoise is involved in the sex act.
Which I don't think either of us want it to
no,
be. I think it's time to move on to closing arguments.
Okay.
My closing argument is this. You already agreed that you lost this debate. You tried to distract the listeners from any actual facts by regaling us with this not that interesting story about taking a drive somewhere and finding a tortoise that whatever needed habitat. There's many better ways for you as a single man. You got to travel. You can't have someone come. Who are you going to ask someone to come over and take care of the tortoise?
Throw a handful of lettuce in my tortoise pen. That's all you have. You don't even have to enter my home.
Healy,
it's not that
simple. As tortoise.org will tell us, you have to provide a shallow dish of water for drinking and soaking. You have to keep it clean daily.
Well, obviously they're trying to discourage you, but come on. I'm not going to watch the tortoise. Daily.
You're claiming that tortoise.org is trying to discourage us from adopting a tortoise.
The living in the fucking desert, the worst, harshest environment on Earth.
It's a desert tortoise. That's where it lives.
I'm improving its situation.
Healy, right now there's a tortoise at the BLM or whatever saying, the alternative to me living in the desert is I'd have to live in Steve Healy's backyard. Someone please let me free. I'm a desert tortoise. I'm not a Melrose tortoise. That's the end of my closing argument.
I think this is a very easy thing for me to do for the tortoise. I think it'd be fun to have a tortoise kicking around in the backyard. It's very low maintenance, no big problem. I think it'd be interesting. Kids would like to come and see it, and that'd be cool. They'd learn a little bit about the environment and nature, and I'd have done, in a small way, a little bit of a contribution to our California environment and our desert climate and our ecosystem. So I think I should adopt a desert tortoise. But voters, you're in charge.
So, and you are saying if we get 100 votes or more and the majority of people say that you won this debate, you will get a desert tortoise, even though you acknowledge that you lost this debate.
Yeah.
All right. Challenge is there. I'll see what I can do.
Listeners, before they vote, should bear in mind that I did say I lost the debate.
Right. So you're asking people to vote against you.
Vote your conscience.
It's a real tangled web we weave. Medina, tossing it back to you, bud.
Guys, thanks for debating today. I really appreciated it, enjoyed it. Healy, I got to say, I think you proved that one should adopt a desert tortoise, but maybe not that you should.
Ah, well put. Well put.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Homestate. You can find us online at www. Does anyone still put www in front of websites when they type?
You have to type it or it doesn't work, is my understanding.
But I type it straight in the
Steve,
search
that's
bar.
I was joking, but.
I was like, Dave, you got to get Chrome, buddy.
Whoa.
Netscape Navigator.
greatdebates69.com. That's our, that's where the DNS servers, that's
right.
The name server.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Donate to your local SPCA.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.